I'm glad to know that he's gone to prepare a place for me. And he said that if he goes and prepares a place for us, he'll come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, we may be also. And I'm glad to know that he saved me by his good grace, and it's all because of what he has done. I thank you for the precious blood that washes our sins as white as snow. I want you to turn to the book of Matthew and chapter number 7 this morning, and start in verse number 24. And this is not what I was going to preach. The Lord just changed my mind sitting right there just about 2 minutes ago. So I don't have any kind of notes. I don't have anything written down. But I believe this is what the Lord is wanting us to preach here. So turn to Matthew in chapter number 7. And we're going to look in verse number 24. So you see all these little things I have in my Bible. I got markers that I marked where I was going to preach. I don't guess I'll be able to use any of them this morning. So, Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 24. Would you stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word? Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your presence right now, Lord. We just lean into thee. Dear Lord, we just ask you for your help this morning. Dear Lord, we just trust you. Dear Lord, we pray that you bless the reading of your word, dear Lord. We pray that you take it and use it this morning, however you see fit. Lord, we pray that you'd hide us behind the cross this morning. Lord, we just pray that you'd forgive us, Lord, any sin in our life. Dear Lord, I pray that you'd cleanse us and clean us up. Lord, that you might use us as a vessel unto honor this morning. Lord, we pray that thy will would be done in this service. You know the heart of each and every one that's here. Dear Lord, we pray that you would take your word through the Holy Spirit this morning. Dear Lord, that you would touch hearts this morning. Lord, that you would change lives. Dear Lord, we just pray that you would do that only you can do. Lord, I pray that everything's said and done bring honor and glory to thy name. Lord, you know what it is you've laid upon our heart in just the recent few moments, dear Lord. So we just pray, dear Lord, that your will would be done in this service. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. As the song was just saying about our brand new home, we're going to have a brand new home one of these days. Each and every one of us is going to have a brand new home. No matter who you are, no matter where you live now, no matter how much money you have, each and every one of us is going to have a brand new home. But I'm glad to know that through the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that I'm going to have a place that He has gone to prepare for me. I'm glad to know that He loved us enough that He came and died on the cross of Calvary that we might have everlasting life. And He wants to prepare us a place that'll be with Him. But if you're here this morning and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you also have a brand new home. But if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the home that you will occupy was prepared for the devil and his angels. So where will you spend an eternity? What brand new home will you occupy one of these days? Will you occupy that home that's on that street of gold, that's surrounded by those walls of jasper and those gates of pearl, amen? Will there be no more dying? Will there be no more sorrow? Will there be no more pain? Will that be your new home? Or will you have the new resident there in the place that the Bible calls hell, where there's an eternal fire and an eternal flame, where there's everlasting damnation, where the worm dies not and the flame is not quenched? Where will be your brand new home. As I've had this thought for several weeks now and never really could get it together and didn't think that was what the Lord was wanting me to preach, I had this thought about crooked houses. As we were watching TLC, one of those learning channels, there's a movie about John and Kate Plus Eight. A lot of you probably know about John and Kate Plus Eight. They were married and they had a set of twins. Then they come along and they had six. How you say that? Quintuplets, sextuplets, or whatever it is. They had six more children, so made them eight children. So John and Kate plus eight. But on one of their episodes there, they were purchasing, or the children were receiving, these new playhouses, and they were called crooked houses. They were built and they looked like they were crooked. And I got to thinking about that and how our children in our society today, they're looking back at the houses that a lot of folks are building and the life and the family life that a lot of folks are building, and they're building them crooked, and they're portraying to these children how good and how fun that it would be to live in these crooked houses. But the Bible talks about that we need to set our house in order, amen. As we look at this house here, how Jesus talks about the wise man and how he built his house upon that solid foundation, amen. And that's what we need to do. And that's what we need to teach our children, instead of teaching them that, boy, it looks fun to live in a crooked house. It looks fun to live in a society that has gone haywire, that has gone totally opposite of what the Word of God teaches. As we live in a county that's coming up for the sale of alcohol, and there's a lot of people out there that want to say that that's all right, and they won't even teach their children that there's nothing right with going and getting you a little drink or something like that. But it goes contrary to the Word of God. The Bible says to abstain from all appearance of evil, amen. But we want to teach our children that it's all right to live in a crooked house. Boy, it's fun to live in a crooked house. But the Word of God wants us to live in this house that's built on this solid foundation. He talks about straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and broad is the gate and wide is the way that leadeth to destruction and damnation. Crooked house. We need to build our houses on this solid foundation, just as this wise man did here. And if we're going to have a house that's going to last, if we're going to have that building that's not made by hand, you know, the Bible talks about in the book of Hebrews how Abraham searched for a city, but he searched for a city that builder and maker was God, that man didn't make, that God had prepared. We need the straight house. We need a plumb house. We need to have that solid foundation, and we know the Bible teaches us that foundation is Jesus Christ. It talks about here that they built upon a rock. This wise man, when he built his house, he built it upon a rock. But we live in a day and an hour that folks are not building their lives. They're not building their families. They're not building their houses upon the rock, the solid foundation. The Bible said there's none other foundation that man can lay other than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is that rock. He's that solid foundation. And if we're going to have a home, if we're going to have a house that is going to stand the test of time, it's going to stand these floods that are going to descend upon each and every one of our lives, we're going to have trials, we're going to have troubles, and we need to be founded on that solid rock, the rock of Jesus Christ. I just want to ask you, in your life, what are you building upon? Are you building upon that rock? Are you building upon that solid foundation? Are you building upon Jesus Christ? Or are you like the foolish man that we just read about here that built his house upon the sand? And there's a lot of folks that are doing that today. They're building their lives and they're building their families and building houses upon things that are unstable, just the sand is. We know when the water will come in and wash the sand out, and how that will destroy a structure. But a lot of folks are doing that in their lives. They're building their lives and revolving around the things of the world that are unstable and unsettled, about money and education and things like this. And there's nothing wrong with money. And we need a good education, but when we are founded upon those
those things, when we are founded upon knowledge and when we leave out the Lord Jesus Christ, then we're building our lives upon that sand. And the winds and the rains are going to come. But when the winds and the rain comes in your life, what's going to happen? Will your house stand as this wise man? Or will it fall? We think about these crooked houses. We think about, as Jesus said here, he said, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. And we live in a day when we build houses, we have blueprints to go by. And we have someone that oversees the building or the construction of a home or a house or some kind of building. We have someone that oversees that. That job gets done, and that job gets done right. And they convey the instructions to others that are helping, that are working upon this building. But oftentimes our problem is, in our spiritual life, we don't listen to the master builder. And you know who the master builder is? That would be God. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. He said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. But too often, we don't hear it, his saying. We're not listening to the one that's in charge. We're not listening to the one that's overseer. The Bible says that Jesus is the head of the church, amen. We're part of his body. He is the head, but our problem is we don't listen. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. You know, the Bible talks about he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Too often our problem is we don't hear. We're not listening what God has to say to us. We're not listening to the Word of God. We're not listening to the preaching of the Word of God. We're not listening to Him in our prayer closet that He tried to speak to us. We're not listening to what God has to say. But He said, there whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and what? And doeth them. And sometimes we do hear the Lord speak to us. As the Lord convicts us that we need to do something. Or the Lord convicts us that there's something not right in our life. That we're not building the way that we should be in our life. We're not teaching our children the things that we should be. And the Lord will convict us about that. And we hear that. We hear that conviction. We hear the Word of God. But oftentimes, we don't do them. We're not obedient to the Word of God. We're obedient to ourselves. We want to do what we want to do because it's fun. It appeals to my flesh, and I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to listen to myself. I'm going to listen to the flesh. I'm not going to listen to God. I'm not going to listen to the Lord and what He wants me to do. Whosoever heareth these sayings and doeth them, he said, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Jesus said, if you'll listen to me, and Jesus said, if you'll do what I tell you to do, he said, you'll be a wise person. You'll be a wise man. And he gave the illustration about this one building this house upon this rock. He said, if you'll do what I tell you to do, if you'll follow my commandments, he said, you'll be wise. You'll be the better for it. But again, we're living in a world that people are saying, don't listen to God. Don't listen to God. That's not fun to listen to God. That's too many restrictions. You'll not have any fun if you listen to God. If you follow the commandments of God, you'll not have any fun. Well, guess what? You know who's telling you that? The devil. And the devil's a liar and the father of it. I'm here to tell you, you don't know what joy is. You don't know what fun is until you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and start living for Him. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's a bed of roses. I'm telling you about the joy and the peace that you'll find in your life. Amen. When you follow Him. But But too often folks don't listen to Him. Too often folks are not building upon that rock. And we're not considered as this wise man. Because He tells us here again in verse 25, and the rain descended and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Why are so many folks' lives falling apart? Why are so many families falling apart? Why are so many marriages falling apart? Why are so many churches falling apart? I'm here to tell you why. Because we're not staying on the rock. We're not building on the rock. We're building on the sand. Because I grant you, the winds are coming. The rain's coming. And it's going to beat upon your life. It's going to beat upon your family. It's going to beat upon your marriage. It's going to beat upon your church. Amen. But God said, if you will do what I tell you to do and be built upon this rock, He said that it would stand. When those things come, when those trials come, when that tribulation comes in your life, and it is coming, it will come. It may just be right around the corner. I don't know. You may be already experiencing it. This may be why God changed my message this morning in the last 2 minutes before I got up here. I do not know, but God knows you're alive. And He knows what you're going to go through. And He knows what you're going through right now. And He said, according to His word right here, He said, if we will hear Him and do His saying, we will be considered a wise person, a wise man, He said here. What about you in your life? When those things that come, will you fall? Will your family fall apart? Your marriage, will it fall apart? Your church, will it fall apart? Or are we building upon the rock? You know, there's that little children's story about the three little pigs. One of them built his house out of what, straw, and the wolf come. He huffed and he puffed and blowed and blowed the little pig's house down. Come to the next little pig's house. He had it built of wood. The wolf huffed and puffed and blowed on the house and blew the house down. He came to the other house. The pig had built it out of stone or rock. And the children's story said the wolf huffed and he puffed and he blowed. And he huffed and he puffed and he blowed. But he couldn't blow the house down. Why? Because it was a solid foundation. Folks, the wolf's coming. You know who the wolf is? The devil. The Bible says he's a roaring lion. The Bible said he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. He's walking around your life. He's walking around your children. He's walking around your marriage. He's walking around your church. And he's getting ready to huff. And he's getting ready to puff. And he's getting ready to blow. What's going to happen? Is it built on the solid foundation, Jesus Christ? Or is it built upon the sands and the things of the world? What about your life? He said here in verse number 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Jesus sharing with us here that if we didn't listen to Him, that if we didn't do what He told us to do, what He tells us to do, Jesus said that we were like a foolish man. Well, that wouldn't be politically correct today, would it? People get mad. If Jesus would get in our pulpits and preach in the day that we live in, folks would get really mad and really upset. Because Jesus said, if you don't do what I tell you to do, you're a fool. You're a foolish man. And you can go through the Bible and read and study about what He said that He would do if we didn't listen to Him. You know, He told the children of Israel as He delivered them and led them out of Egypt that led them across the Red Sea there. He told them, as long as you follow me, as long as you do what I say, you'll be blessed and you'll prosper. But if you don't listen to me, if you don't hear what I'm saying, if you don't do what I tell you to do, if you follow after those things of the world, if you follow after those idols, he said, you're going to come into judgment. And guess what happened? Israel, they would follow after the Lord for a while. They would do what he said. They would do what he commanded for a while. Then they would turn from following the Lord. They would turn after the things of the world and the ways of the world and worship these idols. And guess what God would do? He would bring them into captivity. He would punish them. Why? Because they didn't listen to what he was saying. Folks, we serve the same God. But we think God is not going to do anything to us. We're a special privileged people. We live here in the good old United States of America. All of that stuff is just for those foreign countries. All that stuff is just for those countries over there in the Middle East. We're one nation under God. Bless America. God's not going to do anything to us. I've got news for you. If we don't start listening to him, he's big to show us what he's going to do. That goes for our individual lives also. Sin has consequences. The wages of sin is death, the Bible says. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What kind of house do you have? What kind of house are you portraying to your children? What kind of house are you portraying to your family members? What kind of house are you portraying to your co-workers? What kind of house are you portraying to a lost and dying world out there? Are you portraying that crooked house? Or you have that house that's built upon the rock, the solid rock, the house that is straight, the house that is plumb? As Jesus told Hezekiah over there in the book of Isaiah, set thine house in order. He didn't say make it crooked, don't make it look like it's crooked. He said set it in order. He said because thou are going to die. We need to be setting our houses in order. We need to be getting the things right in our houses, in our White House, amen. We need to have a straight White House. We don't need to have a crooked White House. I know that offends a lot of people today, but I'm here to tell you that we have a crooked White House. We have a crooked representative House of Representatives Senate. We have crooked courthouses nowadays. We have crooked homes nowadays. We have crooked church houses nowadays. We have crooked schoolhouses nowadays. We need to be setting our houses in order, amen. Instead of all of these crooked houses. That a lot of these false teachers and prophets are trying to tell us that it's all right. That it'll be all right. But the Bible says if we don't build upon that rock, if we don't build upon that solid foundation, that it's going to fall. If we build upon sand, if we build upon the things that are unstable and uncertain, when the wind come and the rain descend, just as this foolish man built his house, it said it fell. And great was the fall of it. What about your house? That are standing back and looking at you and looking at your life and your children as they look at you and look what you stand for and the stands that you take and the convictions that you have. What kind of house are you portraying? The crooked houses? Are you making them think, boy, that would be really fun if we can play in that crooked house? And folks, that's all these words that was on that television program was playhouses. And I believe that's what we have a lot today is just playhouses. We're just pretending in these crooked houses. instead of building things that are sure enough for shelter, that are sure enough for rest and relaxation, instead of building upon that rock, Jesus Christ, I believe too often we're building those playhouses that are crooked. Well, that looks odd. That looks funny. That looks fun to go in that and play in that. If you was to go up to an old place or something that hadn't been lived in for years, had been weathered, hadn't been taken care of, and it was leaned over like that, looked like it was ready to fall, we probably wouldn't go in that. We would say, that's unsafe. That might fall on me if I go in there. We don't go in there. But thinking on the idea of these playhouses that are built and how they are look to be crooked, we have that false sense of security that we'll go into those houses and there's not anything that's going to happen there. We have lost that sense of seriousness. We have lost that sense of danger. We have lost that sense of urgency to stay away from that crooked house, that house that might fall. And I believe that's what's happened in our society.